Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. We're right behind me, the hurricane specialist, the meteorologist, looking at all the data, getting the latest information. We have an updated forecast and updated information for you right now, 11 o'clock Eastern and 10 o'clock Central. Let's start off with the satellite image here. You can see Hurricane Laura right here. You can see the large circulation around here, and we're going to continue to move towards the northwest in the Gulf of Mexico, where we have conditions that are favorable for further development, and that does match our forecast. And we are looking at the latest forecast. Going to refresh this because this is brand new from the forecasters, and the next one is on the way. And you look at the situation, and you can see some of the winds. You can see how much of these impacts outside the actual center. This is the tropical storm force winds now stretching about 150 miles away from the center. Continuing to be a hurricane, and we are forecasting a major hurricane at landfall. But remember not to focus just on that point, not to focus on that specific track. These impacts, the storm surge, the rain, the wind stretching well outside the center. So we do have, looking at the hurricane warning here, now stretching from the upper Texas coast all the way into Louisiana. So let's get into some of the details with the arrival preparedness-wise. Today's the day. Today's the day to really get things ready, because those tropical storm force winds will start to arrive starting tomorrow morning, portions of Louisiana, southeast Louisiana, then stretching throughout the day into portions of Texas and also other portions in the southwest portion of Louisiana. But even the hurricane force winds can cause significant damage. You can see the highest probability here through portions of southwest Louisiana, even over to Houston could get some of these winds. So preparedness is today. These winds will start arriving, and you notice here even these winds stretching outside this cone. Let's get more specific with some of the details of the impacts. We talked about the winds. Let's also talk about the rainfall. Very serious situation associated with the amount of rainfall here. Some areas could get anywhere from 8 to 10, maybe even 12 inches of rainfall in some of these areas. And notice it stretches not just on the coastline. Well, stretches well inland throughout the western portion of Louisiana and even into Arkansas with time, with some of this flash flooding. And you notice even in East Texas, any one of these areas could see prolonged amounts of rain, dangerous flash flooding, just absolutely dangerous to be outside, especially in cars, where we talk about turn around, don't drown. Staying off the roads are so critical in this situation. So what does this do? Well, hurricane force winds, even inland, getting tropical storm force winds, lots of rain, winds, that means down trees, that means power outages as well. Looking at the storm surge, one of the most deadly factors in these situations. Some of the new information we have, we'll be updating this. Seagram State Park in Texas to Intercoastal City in Louisiana, including Sabine Lake, Calcasieu Lake, 9 to 13 foot of storm surge. And that's above the ground, dangerous situation, life-threatening situation. And even Intercoastal City to Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. And it's not just on the coast. Some of this storm surge stretches well inland. Listen to those local officials as they tell you to leave and evacuate because of this dangerous situation. Definitely listen. So we'll continue to update on Hurricane Laura right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.